empowerment and education, two powerful elements that will help you break free of convention and transform your passion for wellness to a level beyond the status quo. The Essential Oil Revolution, where you're given the tools to supersede an ordinary everyday lifestyle, inspiring speakers, DIY recipes, healthy living tips, and more. You'll discover it all here. So tune in and get ready for a wellness revolution.
Hey there, revolutionaries. This is Samantha Lee Wright, and you are listening to a bonus episode of the Essential Oil Revolution. This is a bonus sort of follow-up episode after the episode about breast cancer that we did with Sean Stevenson that just came out on Monday. So if you haven't listened to it yet, go back and listen to episode 20 with Sean Stevenson about breast cancer. This episode is really just a follow-up for that episode. It's nothing fancy. There's no special guests. It's just me here. And I just wanted to go over some extra steps for you all to take involving your essential oils and involving a couple other things that we didn't have time to talk about with Sean because he only had an hour with us. So that's what this episode is all about. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening to the Essential Oil Revolution. All right, let's jump in and start talking about what are carcinogens. I know Sean went over this a bit in his episode, but I feel like there's even more that we can try to understand about what exactly are these things we call carcinogens. So put simply, carcinogens are cancer-causing agents. Cancer is caused by these changes in our cellular makeup, our DNA, our genetic blueprint. And carcinogens go in and they disrupt that DNA. They disrupt that blueprint. Some of these changes are inherited from our parents, but scientists are seeing more and more that most of these changes are caused by outside exposures, or also known as environmental factors. So a carcinogen, it acts upon our DNA to cause dangerous changes to occur, or they could cause the rapid cellular regeneration of these dangerous cancer cells to increase. So you might remember Sean talking about the fact that our cells are regenerating at this insanely fast rate, right? And when cancer occurs, this regeneration happens in a very unhealthy way. So sometimes carcinogens go and disrupt the DNA and cause that bad regeneration, multiplication to occur. Or sometimes carcinogens can simply speed up that process of that unhealthy regeneration. So some carcinogens that you're probably already familiar with are things like fungicides, rodenticides, pesticides, which is very hard to avoid in our food sources, right? Formaldehyde, which you'd think would be easy to avoid, but you probably don't know this, that formaldehyde can be found in many, many common household products that you're buying every day from your supermarket, from the local store. A huge culprit of this are modern air fresheners. Okay, so most commercial modern air fresheners are made up of completely synthetic chemicals, and one of the main ingredients oftentimes is formaldehyde. Here's an interesting fact that came out of a 2008 study by Anne Steinman of the University of Washington. She found that all air fresheners tested gave off chemicals regulated as toxic or hazardous under federal laws, including carcinogens, with no safe exposure level. And none of these chemicals were listed on the product labels or material safety data sheets. And you might wonder, why is that? Well, it's kind of a regulatory labeling thing. You know, so long as companies aren't producing a product that is consumed, so it's not a consumable good, they're not really held to the same safety standards that things that go internally into your body are. But we all know that air fresheners, things that we put on our skin, go into our body. We're breathing these things in. So it seems kind of silly that, you know, these companies can put these carcinogens and these toxins and all of these nasty chemicals in these products products because they don't apparently, or they're not marketed to go into internally to the body, but they do. So we need to be aware of these things. So a really simple step that everyone can take, this is so easy to do, is just ditch those synthetic air fresheners, ditch those scented candles that are made up of formaldehyde and all these really nasty things, those plug-ins, those anything that says synthetic chemicals or natural fragrance, that's a pretty big red flag there that it's made out of these pretty toxic things. It's so easy just to replace that stuff with a diffuser and some essential oils. Now, some people don't really like some of the more floral smelling essential oils, and that's fine. Just do a simple one like lemon or orange. Everyone loves the smell of those citrus oils. So those are really, I'd say, PC oils. So everyone loves the citrus oils, and you don't need a lot. You just need a couple drops, and your whole house just smells amazing. And then you're not only are you not using those synthetic carcinogen toxic air fresheners, but you're also benefiting your body by getting those therapeutic grade essential oils into your body. I suppose that's another point I should bring up. I wasn't really planning on talking about, but a lot of the essential oils that you'll find at your, you know, Walmart or at your big chain food stores, or even sometimes in your local health food store, a lot of those essential oils have synthetic chemicals in them. Even if they're labeled 100% pure, that labeling doesn't really mean anything. Anyone can sort of say that on their bottle, but it's really important to understand the difference between a regular store brand essential oil versus a therapeutic grade essential oil. So a lot of times the lower priced, lower grade essential oils are made up of synthetic chemicals that are not good for you, or at the very least are not going to have the same therapeutic value that a high quality therapeutic grade essential oil is going to have. So apart from air fresheners, let's think about some of the other things that are often in our homes that are also carcinogens that can also cause this increase in toxic exposure to our bodies. So if you think about things like skincare or cosmetics, it's kind of astounding how many chemicals you'll find in these common household goods. And we buy them because we trust them because they're sold to us at the store. But take this fact into account. It takes 26 seconds, that's it, for chemicals in your care products to enter your bloodstream. That's all it takes, 26 seconds for you to put on your lotion, put on your soap, put on your makeup, put on whatever. 26 seconds, that is into your bloodstream. So think about what's in your bathroom, what's under your sink, what's in your shower, and take this stuff pretty seriously. Check your sources. There are some really excellent apps out there for checking the contents of your products. So even products that are labeled natural or non-toxic might not necessarily be. So before you buy, if you have a smartphone, there's a wonderful app out there called Think Dirty. There's some other ones too. That one I like because I just think the name's really clever. So it's the Think Dirty app and it's free. And what you can do is you bring it, bring your phone with you to the store, open up the Think Dirty app, and you can scan the barcode of any product that you are thinking about buying. It'll scan it in its database and it'll show you, if it's in its database, it'll show you exactly what chemicals are in that product and if any of them are labeled as carcinogens. Because our bodies are so overtaxed all the time that we really don't need to be adding anything else on there that we can potentially avoid with some really simple alternatives. And there are so many simple alternatives out there. One of my favorite resources for this kind of stuff is the Chemical-Free Handbook by Melissa Pepping. So the Chemical-Free Handbook, it's a really simple, very cheap little handbook that you can buy that's just chock full of amazing recipes involving your essential oils. And there's recipes in there for things like bathroom surface cleaners, vaporizing chest rubs, the no odor kitty litter box spray, liquid laundry detergent. I mean, pretty much anything you can think of is in that little booklet. So that's one of my favorite places to go to look at replacing some of these things that are surrounding me in my home. Also, Google is such an amazing place to go. I mean, you can find any kind of recipe on Google for make your own XYZ.
Hello, dear friends. In today's world, it's hard to maintain balance in any area of life. This includes in regard to our hormones. Let's face it, stress impacts everyone, and this affects our hormones. Compound stress on top of an already fluctuating cycle, and not-so-happy symptoms can result. Thankfully, we have essential oils to tame our mind and body, but a lot of times, many women need something more to keep their hormones at a healthy level. And that something more is where Happy Mammoth comes in. And right now, they are generously offering you 15% off your first order when you visit happymammoth.com and use promo code REVOLUTION. Happy Mammoth is a forward-thinking, all-natural wellness brand. They are obsessed with empowering people with quality natural health solutions aimed at promoting total body health and vitality. I love their comprehensive formula, Hormone Harmony, which contains herbal extracts that help to support hormonal levels, stress, mood, resiliency, and blood sugar. In fact, it contains adaptogenic herbs that help the body adapt to any kind of stressors. This can help to keep hormones in much better balance. Due to its synergy, Hormone Harmony formulation can be used for women in perimenopause, menopause, and any female with symptoms of hormone imbalances. What I love as a naturopathic and functional medicine doctor is that their products are third-party tested for quality and purity, free of heavy metals, and free from artificial fillers. For all these reasons, I am confident recommending Happy Mammoth to my clients and grateful to be supplied with my own bottle for a happier mood and less bloated belly during that time of the month. I am so pleased to have a company that stands behind women's health and optimizing wellness through science and education. So please support Happy Mammoth and the show. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with promo code REVOLUTION at checkout. That's Happy MAMMOTH.com and use promo code REVOLUTION for 15% off your first order.
Hello, dear friends. As an essential oil user, I know that you have probably come to not only appreciate, but to actually expect the powerful shift in emotions that you can get instantaneously when smelling your essential oils. When someone's dealing with the complex emotion of grief, life can get pretty heavy. Although emotions and essential oils can both be good allies, sometimes more is needed. I want to introduce you to a new podcast called A Place of Yes that is now available wherever you listen to podcasts. The host of the show is Heather Strother. Heather actually had a severe loss when she lost her 4-year-old son, Jack, suddenly to medical complications. 13 years later, now Heather is sharing the only way that she could move forward from the loss. This was by channeling her grief for the good and finding a place of yes. Now, her and her husband have created a nonprofit organization called Jack's Help from Heaven. Since then, they've helped hundreds of families with medically fragile children raise more than $1 million to help them to purchase with items that are not just medically necessary, but also convenient. Their goal is to improve the quality of life, and it offers you an opportunity to learn strategies to cope with grief and how to truly be there for someone that you love that is grieving. Now, sometimes the guests aren't just talking about the loss of a child, but the loss of a life they thought that they were going to live. And I know that we can all relate to that. Please listen to A Place of Yes now wherever you listen to podcasts. And also visit our sponsor at jackshelpfromheaven.org/news/podcast and learn about Heather and Brian's incredible nonprofit organization.
All right. Another thing that Sean had mentioned in our episode, in the last episode, was talking about the lymphatic system. And we didn't have time to talk too much more about that, but I wanted to add a couple of thoughts here. So the lymphatic system is like our cellular waste management system. Okay, think about like your waste management system in your house. Everything goes to the septic system or, you know, to the city plumbing or something. That is what our lymphatic system does for us. Our lymph glands run through our breast. So think about this with breast cancer. Maybe think about why breast cancer is so much more prevalent than other cancers. The lymph glands run right through our breast. And when blockage occurs, it can build up. It creates this buildup because it can't flow. And what happens when there's no flow is there's this buildup of toxic stuff in our lymphatic systems, and it can just really create this havoc and cause things to go down a bad course, like breast cancer. So what are some of the things we're doing that are creating this blockage in our lymphatic systems, creating this blockage around our breast area and our armpit area? Well, think about what does pretty much every woman put on every day and wear every day, all day long. Those stinking bras, right? I mean, I hate bras. I don't think there's a single woman out there that loves the feeling of her bra. We might like the way that they make us look. They don't feel good. And there's a reason for that. It's because bras basically create this blockage around our lymphatic systems, around our bodies, especially wire bras. So those are the biggest culprits. If you can replace your wire bra with a cotton bra or something that's not causing those dents to happen, you're not going to be creating that blockage. And that one's really difficult. But, you know, so at the end of the day, if you take off your bra and you've got those marks that are there, that's your body telling you that there's no flow going on. So that one's really difficult. I can't say there's an easy solution for that, but just keep that in mind and see if you can maybe replace your wire bra with a gentler alternative. Also, keep your body moving. Get that flow going. So, you know, that's kind of a double culprit there. If you're wearing a wire bra all day and you're not exercising all day, you're not getting any of that flow going on. That flow is really going to help things move around in your body and get your lymphatic system doing what it's meant to do, which is getting rid of that cellular waste and not building it up. So get out there and exercise. I know it's hard, but you can do it. I know you can. All right, another thing that's really difficult, it's another cultural thing that, you know, there's not much we can do about it to change the culture right now, but antiperspirants. That is a huge culprit for causing that blockage around our breast area, you know, around our lymphatic systems. These antiperspirants, not only do they block the elimination of the toxins, I mean, think about what your armpits are meant to do. They're meant to smell because they're eliminating those toxins from your body and from your lymphatic systems through your armpits. So not only are we creating this blockage with antiperspirants and not allowing that flow to happen, but combine that with the fact that most deodorants use heavy metals and known carcinogens to make that process happen. So I know, you know, it's a hard thing. It's a cultural thing. We can't just go around and be stanky all the time. You know, it's just not as acceptable in our society if you work, you know, in heavily populated area, if you're working in an office, if you're just going to your grocery store. No one wants to be around the stanky person, but we have to take care of ourselves as well. So there are some healthy alternatives out there for deodorant. You can make your own deodorant. The chemical-free handbook that I mentioned has a DIY deodorant recipe. If you go back to episode 19 with Sean Stevenson, the DIY dugout recipe that I purposely pulled for that episode is for a antiperspirant deodorant. And I pulled that from Melissa Pepping's chemical-free handbook. So you can either go to the show notes for episode 19, which is at revolutionoils.com/cancer, or you can go back and listen to episode 19 and just take notes and write down the recipe for the antiperspirant deodorant. If you do try it out, let me know. I want to know if it works for you. So send us an email at revolutionoilspodcast@gmail.com. Let me know if you did try the DIY deodorant and how it worked for you. Or you can leave us a voicemail. That would be really cool. If you want to leave us a voicemail testimonial, go to revolutionoils.com/voicemail. And there's a free app. You can just download a little voicemail for us right there. There's also those like salt crystal sticks that I don't know if you've seen those in the health food store. I've had some success with those. You really kind of got to stay on top of it, but I've had some success with those. And then Young Living, of course, makes two different fragrances of deodorants as well. So there's the Mountain Mist deodorant. I forget what the other one's called, but I love, love my Young Living Mountain Mist deodorant. It's great. It works for me. Now, I'm not like the heaviest sweater out there. I mean, I get stanky just like everyone else, but I'm not, you know, the kind that's like sweating buckets by the end of the day. So I can't really attest to that, but I can attest to the fact that I'll put it on in the morning. Maybe I'll put it on again, like in the late afternoon, and my clothes don't, you know, they don't have that nasty armpit ring or anything like that. So I love it. All right, so let's move along and talk about free radicals. All right, free radicals. You might hear this term every now and then, but what exactly are free radicals? So free radicals, simply put, are atoms or groups of atoms with an odd or unpaired number of electrons, okay? And that what happens with this is it can form when oxygen interacts with certain molecules. That sounds kind of complicated, but just think of free radicals as funky molecules, okay? And once these funky molecules are formed, these highly reactive radicals, they start this chain reaction, like dominoes in the body. This chain reaction, the danger comes from the damage they can do when these funky molecules react with important cellular components in our body, such as DNA or our cell membranes. Okay, these are very important components in our body that need to stay healthy. And these free radicals come in and sort of like start these fistfights with these components in our bodies. So the components might function poorly or might even die when these free radicals come and, you know, pick a fight with these components. So our only way to prevent free radical damage in our body is to have these defense mechanisms in place. And the only defense mechanisms in place for free radicals that we know of are antioxidants. All right, so what are antioxidants? Well, antioxidants are pretty much our only defense against these free radicals that are causing cellular damage, that are causing things like cancer, aging, and a variety of other diseases. Antioxidants are our only defense against these free radicals. They are molecules which can safely interact with these free radicals and terminate the chain reaction before these free radicals attack the vital molecules like our cell membranes and our DNA. So you can kind of think of antioxidants almost like a pawn in a chess game. So we've got, you know, our really important molecules in our body sort of on the back line, right? Our DNA, our cell membranes, and our pawns are sort of like the free radicals that are moving out ahead and maybe sacrificing themselves so that these free radicals don't attack the really important stuff within our body. All right, guys, this is super, super important to understand. Antioxidants are not manufactured by the body. They cannot be manufactured by the body. The only way we can get antioxidants into our body is through our diet or through what we put on our skin. It has to be coming from the outside. It's not something that your body was born to know how to manufacture on its own. So that's really important to understand that the only way to defend yourself against these free radicals, these carcinogens, these things that just wreak havoc on our bodies is to eat a diet high in antioxidants or to do supplements that are high in antioxidants using essential oils, things like that. So I just think that's a super important concept to understand, because a lot of us think that our bodies are just going to take care of themselves, right? Our bodies are going to take care of themselves, prevent us from getting sick, things like that. But if you're not taking care of your body's not going to have the tools to take care of itself. So we need to be, you know, putting things into our body and onto our body that are going to give us those tools, that are going to give us those extra pawn pieces, right? If you don't have enough pawns, if all of your pawns have been destroyed, then those things, those carcinogens are going to start to attack your more important body parts, like your DNA, like your cell membranes. So, you know, you need to be putting those antioxidants into your body on purpose so that you can keep that front line of pawns at the ready to protect you. So we're about to dive in really deep into antioxidants, what's referred to as the ORAC scale. We're going to talk about the best essential oils that you can use to boost your antioxidant level super easily. But before we do, I want to remind the folks listening that are new to essential oils, that are don't really know how to use them, how to put them on their body, how to diffuse them. We've got a free mini course that covers all the basics that you need to know about how to use essential oils safely and effectively. You can go to freeoilcourse.com, sign up for free, and it goes directly to your email to walk you through step-by-step how to use essential oils. Again, that's freeoilcourse.com. Now, there's something really interesting out there called the ORAC scale. I'm not sure if you guys have heard of this or not. The ORAC scale, O-R-A-C, is the number that a supplement or a food is given to tell us its antioxidant level. So ORAC stands for oxygen radical absorbance capacity. And it's put out there by the USDA database. So the oxygen radical absorbance capacity. So basically, whatever this substance capacity is to absorb those free radicals that are in our body. It was developed by the USDA researchers at Tufts University. And it's definitely just such a valuable resource. It's the most valuable method we have for measuring the ability of antioxidants to absorb oxygen radicals or free radicals. All right, so let's look at the ORAC chart a little bit. Well, I know you can't look because you're just listening, but let me read you off a couple really fascinating numbers from the ORAC scale chart. So a lot of you might think, okay, something high in antioxidants that I should be consuming or eating, things like blueberries or pomegranates, beets, or even vitamin E oil, very high in antioxidants. Now, let me compare those numbers to our essential oils, which are extremely high in these antioxidants. So these numbers are ORAC value per gram. All right, so spinach is 1,260 units per gram. Pomegranates, 3,037 units per gram. Blueberries, 2,400 units per gram. Brussels sprouts, 980 units per gram. So all of these things pretty good. Somewhere around the 1,000 to 3,000 range. Now let's compare that to essential oils. Marjoram essential oils, 130,900 units per gram. Clary sage, 221,000 units per gram. And the highest on the chart is clove oil, 1,078,700 units per gram. Wow. So essential oils, when compared to things that we think of as really high in antioxidants, are just off the chart as far as their units per gram antioxidant level. And what I love about this is that essential oils are so easy to put onto the body and cheaper in some way if you compare them to trying to, you know, consume all these really valuable antioxidant rich fruits. So I'm not trying to tell you not to eat your fruits and not to eat your blueberries and your strawberries and your pomegranates. Those are all really excellent. And we all know that whole foods work so well within the body. But another thing to take into account is the fact that so many of us struggle with our gut, with our stomach, right? So many of us are dealing with stomach issues. And when we do this, our body isn't really able to absorb the nutrients and the vitamins that we are sometimes consuming like we think we are. And that's one really great benefit of essential oils is that essential oils bypass the gut. You know, when you put an essential oil on your skin, you completely bypass the gut and whatever, you know, beneficial therapeutic value that essential oil has goes right into your bloodstream. And you don't have to put it through your gut first. You can just put it on your skin, put it on the bottom of your feet, and give yourself that antioxidant boost in like 30 seconds is all it takes. So slapping some essential oils on the bottom of your feet, you know, first thing in the morning, right before bed, or rubbing some up your spine. Those are some really excellent places to put your essential oils and give yourself that antioxidant boost. So again, the essential oils that are known to be really high in antioxidants are oils like clove, myrrh, citronella, coriander, fennel, clary sage, German chamomile, cedarwood, one of my favorites, rose, nutmeg, melissa, marjoram, ylang ylang. So those are the highest ones that we know of. Now I'm going to finish off this episode talking about another extremely easy and important way to be getting your antioxidants in your body. Because remember, these antioxidants, they are our only defense against these free radicals. So if there's anything we can be doing every day to keep ourselves above the wellness line, it's just making sure that we're incorporating these high levels of antioxidants into our bodies. Not only is this going to keep us, you know, functioning, keep our immune system functioning, which remember Sean talked about is like the number one thing to prevent cancer is just to keep your immune system functioning properly. But also antioxidants prevent against aging, things like wrinkles, premature aging, muscle fatigue, things like that. So antioxidants, they are like the answer. They are what nature has given us to protect ourselves against these, you know, outside environmental factors. The Ningxia wolfberry comes from the Ningxia province in China. That's where it gets its name. And this wolfberry fruit that it comes from, the cultures that are traditionally known to live the longest are the ones that they've seen this wolfberry be a part of their diets primarily. So it's an amazing fruit, the wolfberry, and the Ningxia Red drink that Young Living makes is a puree of these berries as well as a combination of some other fruits and essential oils as well. The wolfberry is unsurpassed in its ability to absorb the bad free radicals that attack the body and contribute to cancer and aging. It has over 30,000 units per gram. 30,000 units. So that is pretty incredible. You know, back to things like blueberries and pomegranates, those are like somewhere between 2 and 3,000 units per gram. So it's no wonder that the wolfberry is revered in almost every ancient culture. And they've done studies of the cultures that regularly have the Ningxia wolfberry incorporated into their diet. Those are the cultures that live the longest. So it's really no wonder because the Ningxia wolfberry is just so incredible at its ability to absorb these free radicals.
The Essential Oil Revolution is created by me, Samantha Lee Wright. You can connect with me on Instagram at Sam Lee Wright or on Facebook at Essential Oil Revolution Podcast. Our website is revolutionoilspodcast.com. There you can find a link to our sponsors, shop our most popular items, and find more detailed show notes for every episode. Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoy the show, consider sharing it with a friend or leaving us a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen. It helps other people find this show, and your kind words also make me cry a little, not gonna lie. You can submit up to 5 recipes a year into our DIY dugout, which makes you automatically enter to win our monthly giveaways. Simply email us your name, your original essential oil recipe, and where you're from or your website to DIY@revolutionoilspodcast.com. You can also send us in your episode ideas or your personal essential oil success stories. With your permission, we can share your testimonial with everyone right here on the show. Go the extra mile and consider recording your story in a video. Send it in and we can extract the audio and share it here with our listeners. Use a pair of earbuds or a microphone and tell us about how essential oils have helped you. Make sure you're subscribed to the show so you can get new episodes downloaded while you sleep. We're available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and more. And you can also tell Alexa, "Hey Alexa, play the Essential Oil Revolution podcast," and she'll do it. Pretty cool, huh? I can't thank you enough for tuning in. Thanks for being a part of the revolution. We'll catch you here next week. In the meantime, keep on learning, keep on discovering, and most importantly, keep on treating yourself well. You are worth it.